But the big question here is, how do the survivors feel, right? Because their reaction here is going to be very important. If Congress is going to have a hearing, they're not going to want to drag people in to get them to testify against their will. So far, we have not heard from any of the survivors, but we did hear at least from two of them. That's Maria and Annie Farmer. They were two sisters who said they were abused and groomed by Epstein and Maxwell. But I want to read you their statement because it's, I think, really telling. They said, "We can't speak for other survivors, but what we want is accountability, transparency, and justice. The federal government has long mismanaged the Epstein investigation by repeatedly ignoring survivors, violating their privacy, and refusing to release the remaining records held by the Department of Justice, including my complete FBI records from 1996. If the federal government is truly committed to supporting survivors, it would ask us what we want and should follow the facts wherever they lead." So, not exactly saying here whether they think this hearing is a good idea, and instead just repeating their deep concerns about how the federal government has really handled the Epstein case. So we'll see whether this hearing goes forward. We did reach out to Chairman Comer. He's the head of the House Oversight Committee. So far, though, we have not heard back.